Chapter 3, A Career in Translation. What kind of projects do translators work on? Translators work on a wide variety of projects. A short sampling includes the following. Contracts, speeches, transcripts of speeches, movies, blogs, correspondence, degrees, instruction manuals, poetry, song lyrics, articles, stories, conferences, travel guides, software, books, websites, video games, advertising, press releases. And the list goes on and on. If a human activity involves words and text in at least some way, a translator is probably also involved. Where do translators work? Translators can be found in varied work environments of all shapes, sizes, and types. Many translators are self-employed as freelancers. Others work as independent contractors for translation agencies or NGOs. Some translators work directly for agencies or NGOs, either as a translator or project manager. Yet other translators are employed by large non-translation firms, either to provide in-house translations or to translate in the course of pursuing another specialized occupation. And finally, translators also work for governments and governmental organizations. Translators also can be volunteers working pro bono. Translation versus interpretation. What is the difference between a translator and an interpreter? A translator works with the written word, while interpreters deal with the spoken word. Types of interpreters. There are two basic types of interpretation, simultaneous or consecutive. Consecutive interpreters listen and then translate after something has been said. They often work as guides or travel escorts. Simultaneous interpreters listen and interpret while something is still being said, with very little delay. They often work in conference settings, for business meetings, and at diplomatic conventions, particularly for multilingual international governmental organizations such as the United Nations. Of all the things that translators and interpreters do, this is perhaps what the layperson thinks of when they think of a translation professional. One variety of simultaneous translation is chuchotage, whispered translation. Another way of breaking down the field is to look at the setting in which the interpretation occurs. This includes the following. Conference interpretation can be either simultaneous or consecutive. Escort interpretation as a travel guide or a delegate escort is an example. Court interpretation occurs in a judicial or legal setting. Phone interpretation takes place over the phone and is generally simultaneous. As the line between the phone and the internet continues to blur, this will also lead to more video conferencing interpreting as well. Interpreters typically talk about A, B, and C languages. What do those mean? Your A language is your native language. If you were raised bilingually, you'll have two A languages, but typically an interpreter only has one A language. Your B language, or languages, is a language you are fluent or near fluent in. You will have near-native ability in this language, but it is not your mother tongue. Some interpreters have one or more C languages, which are languages they understand well and can interpret from, but not into. In which sectors can translation professionals be found? There are countless areas that require specialized translation expertise. Indeed, each business sector has its own philosophy and style. Legal, court, and judicial. This field requires knowledge of legal terminology, the legal process, the court system, and, for interpreters, oral fluency in both languages. Professionals in this field deal with contracts, patents, compliance regulations, disclaimers, disclosures, and other legal documents. The ability to stay cool in tense situations is an added plus. At times, judicial interpreters will need to be comfortable and able to read aloud in one or more of their languages in a court setting. This is not the right field for someone without a legal or paralegal background, as legal terms have specialized meanings that require advanced knowledge. A basic knowledge of Latin is useful as well. Medical, healthcare, and social services. This field requires interpreters who help patients and medical providers who do not share fluency in the same language to communicate with each other clearly and sensitively. The healthcare and social services industry also uses translators to convert medical care instructions, consent forms, clinical trial information, brochures, medical histories, insurance records, and other written information from one language to another. Those working in this field need to have adequate medical knowledge and to know medical and lay terminology in both their target and source languages. Financial. Translators in this field should have a good understanding of finance and business. Financial institutions have translators prepare documents for their foreign clients, as well as communicate with partners and associates in other countries. Such institutions often need professional translators to work on business reports, research, minutes, agreements, annual reports, stockholder statements, and so on. Translators who are also financial professionals are often in demand as bankers, stockbrokers, insurance agents, etc. Human resources. Any training manuals, compliance instructions, employee notifications, etc. in a multinational corporation will need to be translated into the languages of the various countries in which the corporation has branches or headquarters. Corporate and business. This is a vast field, as businesses generate more than simply HR documents. They also generate letters to stockholders, other businesses, etc., communiques, and more. Marketing and public relations. Translators in this field work with marketing documents, catalogs, investment information documentation, web pages, press releases, consumer surveys, and media communications. Technical translating is another broad category with several subsectors. Engineering scientific. As in the field of legal translation, engineering and scientific translations require specialized knowledge. This is not the place for a generalist. IT technology. Translators who work in this area can perform a number of different tasks. They translate multilingual manuals for a wide variety of technical devices and appliances, from vacuum cleaners to cell phones and more. They also can localize software and internet websites so that in all of their aspects and functions, they feel and act native to the target language and culture. Industrial automotive. Each industrial or manufacturing field requires different specialized knowledge, and the automotive industry is no exception. Translators work on machine and factory specifications, processing instructions, user manuals, and so forth. Quality control and standards. These have become a hot field in the international business community, particularly with the establishment and growth of the EU. Each quality system features its own vocabulary and terminology. In addition, quality systems and standards translators are often involved in certification for those organizations. Education. Translators can teach English as a second language, ESL, as well as a foreign language. In addition, translators and interpreters work on multilingual documents for school boards, etc. Travel and tourism. The travel industry has a wide range of needs for translators and interpreters, from airline companies to travel agencies, museum guides to rental car agencies, anywhere that international travelers may call, visit, or consult. Literary publishing. Literary translators work for publishing houses, edit translations, or translate literature. While style, vocabulary, and reader level are always something to pay attention to in all translations, they are crucial aspects of good literary translations. This is perhaps one of the better-known sectors of the translation industry. Poetry, song lyrics. This is a very tricky subsector of literary translation, where meaning is not the only criteria, as the translator must honor the poet or lyricist's choices for rhyme, meter, and scansion. Often a compromise is the only solution. Ideally, a poetry translator is himself or herself at least somewhat of a poet. What else do translators do? Translation professionals translate and/or interpret, but they also teach, as noted previously. In addition, a translator with graphic design experience might offer DTP, in other words, desktop publishing, and a translator with website and/or software experience and training might offer localization, web design, and/or SEO services. More on localization to follow. A translator trained as a writer might be a copywriter or editor. If he or she has editorial training or experience, he or she can also be a copy editor. Especially detail-oriented translators can proofread or compile abstracts. If a translator is a trained actor or voice talent, they might do foreign language voiceovers. Or if they have the right kind of software and interest, translators can also do transcription, dubbing, or subtitling. Finally, a translator who has excellent organizational and people skills can also become a project manager, someone who coordinates and organizes projects for other translators or groups of translators. Free bonus video content. Our team recorded a video on the topic of top 5 translation career mistakes. This video was originally produced as one of the 50 video modules for the Certified Translation Professional, or CTP, program. But you can watch it for free by typing the following into your web browser: translatorcertification.com/audio1/. Review questions. Question 1. Name at least 10 types of projects translators work on. Answer. The list includes contracts, speeches, transcripts of speeches, movies, blogs, correspondence, degrees, instruction manuals, poetry, song lyrics, articles, stories, books, conferences, tour and travel guides, software, websites, video games, advertising, marketing surveys, and press releases, among many others. Question 2. What does an interpreter do, and what's the difference between an interpreter and a translator? Answer. Interpreters render the spoken word from one language into another. Translators work with the written word. Interpreters work with the spoken word. Question 3. Describe 5 types of interpreting. Answer. Consecutive interpreters listen to what is said and interpret afterward. Simultaneous interpreters translate at the same time that they are listening to what they are translating. Conference interpretation takes place at meetings, conferences, etc. Escort interpreters escort someone who doesn't speak the local language, for example, as a tour guide or delegate escort. Court interpreters work in a legal setting. Phone interpreters interpret over the phone. With the line between phone and the internet continuing to blur, this can include video interpreting as well. Question 4. Name 10 sectors in which translators work. Answer. The list includes healthcare, legal, technical, scientific, literary, financial, human resources, quality control, marketing, public relations, engineering, corporate, business, education, travel and tourism, industrial, automotive, and publishing. Question 5. Which letters of the alphabet are used by interpreters to speak about languages, and what do those letters mean? Answer. A, B, C. An interpreter's A language is their native language. An interpreter's B language is their second one, a language that they speak fluently or near fluently. The C language is a third language, which the interpreter understands and speaks well enough to work from, but not into. Not all interpreters have a C language, but some have more than one. Question 6. What type of translation or interpretation jobs require a translation professional to be cool under pressure? Answer. Simultaneous and legal judicial interpreting, among others, for obvious reasons. Question 7. Translators translate. Name 10 other jobs they might also do. Answer. Translators also do DTP, localization, copywriting, transcription, dubbing, subtitling, editing, proofreading, copy editing, writing abstracts, and project management. Question 8. What do the acronyms NGO, SEO, and DTP mean? Answer. NGO is short for non-governmental organization. These are generally not-for-profit organizations. SEO stands for search engine optimization. DTP stands for desktop publishing. Question 9. What is chuchotage? Answer. Chuchotage means whispered translation. Question 10. True or false? There's no place for translators in the public sector. Answer. False.